Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 28th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: negotiations begin over coronavirus relief plan, big earnings week, and precious metals rally loses some steam. Leading today's news: Republicans have unveiled major parts of their coronavirus relief plan with just days to go before expanded federal unemployment benefits are set to expire. Highlights: the $600 weekly federal unemployment supplement would be cut to $200 a week through September, when the payment will then combine with state benefits to receive 70% of previous wages. It also includes stimulus checks, $105 billion to help schools reopen in the fall, and shield some entities from COVID-related lawsuits. The bill is the first step toward negotiating a compromise plan with Democrats, though Nancy Pelosi called it pathetic piecemeal approach. Having said that, we are going to see if we can find some common ground, she added, but we are not there yet. In other news, you need to understand that this week is about one thing, and one thing only. It's about earnings. First time it's been like that in a while, CNBC's Jim Cramer declared, with Q2 results set to pour in. Today, investors will hear how McDonald's, Pfizer, 3M, Raytheon, Starbucks, and AMD fared during the coronavirus pandemic and their expectations for the future. U.S. stock index futures are 0.3% lower ahead of the big earnings announcements, which will include Amazon, Apple, and Alphabet in the coming days. Spot gold fell more than 1% overnight to $1,920 an ounce, while silver tumbled 4.5% to $23.62 an ounce, as the FOMC gathers today for a meeting that may provide more direction for traders. While prices waver, most market watchers are still predicting more gains ahead for the precious metals. The message today from the Fed meeting is expected to be dovish, reiterating the need for more fiscal measures, which is likely to be supportive of gold, added Nicholas Frappel, Goldblow General Manager at Sydney-based ABC Bullion. With real interest rates deep in negative territory and the coronavirus resurgence hitting the dollar index hard, that's good for gold. Senator Susan Collins, Maine Republican, is joining Senator Mitt Romney, Utah Republican, in opposing the nomination of controversial pick Judy Shelton to the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. In her past statements, Ms. Shelton has openly called for the Federal Reserve to be less independent of the political branches and has even questioned the need for a central bank, Collins said in a statement. The nominee has also been a longtime proponent of a return to the gold standard, which would limit the Fed's ability to influence inflation and employment. Republicans have a 53-47 vote advantage in the Senate, meaning Shelton can't afford to lose more than 3 Republicans if all Democrats oppose her candidacy. Billions of euros are at stake for investors as the ECB extended a request that banks hold off on returning capital until January 2021. The central bank first asked lenders in March to not make dividend payments until October in an effort to conserve capital as lockdowns to combat the pandemic brought the economy to a standstill. While the move was painful for shareholders, the ECB indicated it was a trade-off for unprecedented regulatory relief it had granted them to weather the crisis. Match Group has named Jim Lanzone, previous chief executive of CBS Interactive, as the new CEO of its flagship dating app, Tinder. He definitely has his work cut out for him as the coronavirus pandemic redefines the online dating industry. Lanzone will join the company on August 3rd, succeeding current Tinder CEO Eli Seidman, who is stepping down and returning to work with early-stage venture-backed companies. Match Group controls much of the internet dating scene, with other properties like OkCupid, Hinge, and Plenty of Fish. It's going to be a busy fall season for Apple, according to well-known leakers iHack2Pro and Comia, who publish the launch dates for every upcoming company product. The late 2020 updates will begin on August 19th, with a new iMac AirPod Studio, HomePod 2, and HomePod Mini, followed by an event on September 8th that will unveil the iPhone 12 line, iPad, Apple Watch Series 6, and AirTags. Another special event on October 27th will show off the Apple Silicone MacBook and MacBook Pro 13-inch, iPad Pro, and Apple TV 4K. There's also big expectations for a renewed AirPower charging mat and smaller wireless charger AirPower Mini, as well as Apple Glass, the reported augmented reality smart glasses. A Georgia judge hears arguments today in a case brought by Governor Brian Kemp to stop the city of Atlanta from enforcing a mask mandate that is punishable by a fine or up to 6 months in jail. Shares of mask makers like Alpha Pro Tech, Allied Healthcare Products, and Lakeland Industries are on watch as the emergency motion asks the judge to halt Atlanta's enforcement efforts while a lawsuit works its way through the courts. Kemp, one of the first governors to ease statewide stay-at-home orders and business closures, claims that Atlanta's measure is more restrictive than a state order, which strongly encourages face coverings but does not require them. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, gold, Bitcoin, and crude oil are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.